Welcome to the Rise Podcast. I'm Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll be sharing tangible, direct advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. Hey guys, on today's episode of the Rise Podcast, I am interviewing someone I've been dying to introduce you to. Mally Roncal of Mally Beauty has built an empire, one highlight stick at a time, and she's my new friend. I cannot wait for you to hear today's conversation. Sister, I am so excited that you are here. Mally, welcome to the Rise Podcast, and thank you so much for being a part of it.
I can't even talk about it. My face hurts already from smiling, so I can't imagine later I'm going to have to go get like some kind of maxofacial massage.
Yes, someone is going to have to work out the facial muscles for both of us. But for our audience who might not be familiar with you yet, will you tell the listeners who you are and give us your story?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I am Mally Roncal. I am, first and foremost, I guess from the beginning, a celebrity makeup artist. I have had the pleasure and honor and blessing of having a crazy career where I have done so many of the amazing ladies you know and love, from Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Celine Dion, gosh, Mariah Carey, Rihanna, like, you know, it's a crazy
list. So nobody big.
Nobody really would know, but, you know. So I lived an amazing life on the road with these incredible ladies. Later decided, you know, as we do, hey, why don't I just start a makeup line? Hello, ignorance is bliss.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, we had, 14 years. It will be our anniversary in March of Mally Beauty, which is my cosmetics line that I started with my husband, that we sell on QVC and in Ulta and Kohl's and so many other places. It's been an incredible journey, but that's what I do. Aside from that, I have a husband and three little girls and, you know, don't have time to take a dump, as we always say. But other than that, that's all.
Yeah, no big deal. So I will tell listeners, the first time that I found out about Mally, and then once I found out about her, I felt like I had been living under a rock. But I had gone to QVC, maybe in June of this year.
Yeah.
And before you go on stage, or before you go on set and you do your moment, you sit in a green room. And I was going on to talk about my cookbook, and I'm sitting in a green room. And in the green room, they show all of the screens of everybody who's on currently. And there was the show that I was going to do, which was about food. And then the other channel was beauty. And it was Mally, I think it was like a full hour of you talking about the crazy thing is, like, I can't even tell you what products you were talking about, but I wanted to buy them all. Hand to God, I literally downloaded the app and tried to buy everything that you were selling and, like, couldn't get stuff because it was selling out. I was like, first of all, this woman is one of the best organic salespeople I have ever seen in my life, which I want to really dig into because so many of our listeners are building small businesses and have this fear of selling. But also, you are just so natural in that space. So can you tell us, like, why QVC? How did that start? Tell us about that journey because it's so, so unique.
Thank you. Yes. Well, it's very funny. First of all, I love you. My earphones are going to start to explode by you blowing up my head so much. Lucky thing, I have lots of people in my life to keep me very humble. Thank you. It's very funny, the whole QVC story, because as a celebrity makeup artist for so many years, obviously, you know, I had a lot of incredible opportunities before I started Mally Beauty. I was the spokesperson for a lot of brands, spokesperson for Sephora. And when I decided I wanted to start a line, it was very funny. You know, I know you always talk a lot about, you know, your gut and your instinct. There was something about the idea of putting Mally Beauty in a store where I was not present that felt very not natural to me. Okay. I have always been very emotional and a people person. And I love my girls, my girlfriends, my sisters, all that. And I always wanted to be there. So it's very funny when you grow up in a Filipino household, which is what I am. QBC and HSN are constantly on the TV, if you know what I mean. And I'll never forget when I decided I want to start Melly Beauty, my father said to me, Melissa, which is my real name, I don't understand why you just don't sell your makeup on QBC. And I said, what are you talking about, Daddy? Like, that's not, you know, really something, you know, again, back in the day, that wasn't a huge thing for the channel. And he said, because you love people so much and you love to teach them. It makes total sense. So I actually have my dad to thank for this idea. We went to QVC. We could tell a long story about how we started to present and it kind of went off the rails. And, you know, I could see the buyer sort of losing, you know, all attention and like thinking about what, you know, she was going to eat for lunch. And, I, you know, because we came in with the PowerPoint and the tapes and the videos and all that. She was losing it. I literally just remember pushing everything off the table and jumping on the table myself and saying, there's no place in the world that I need to sell this makeup. I need to be the one to teach her. I need to be the one to explain to her. I need to be the one to love her. And I know that if you give me this opportunity, that we will make millions of dollars and affect women all over this country.
Yeah.
And she stopped and she was like, okay, let's do it. I mean, it was, you know, one of those crazy things.
Wow.
Anyway, it was just a gut thing. It was not something that, you know, it's definitely wasn't the QVC you know today, which is the beauty mecca, you know.
Sure.
So it was just something that I needed to be able to be the person to communicate the message.
Well, and I think that is your unique selling ability, is that you are teaching. So even as I'm sitting there in this room, and I am not just saying this, this is why I wanted to have you on, is you have this ability. You were, you know, showing everyone watching how to blend something or how to add a lipstick or how to, you know, use a highlighter. There were things I didn't know how to do. And it was like, once you have the knowledge, you have the power. And I think that for so many women, makeup is overwhelming to them and
sure.
It scares them. But if you give them the tools, it's like if you teach a man to fish,
yes,
then forever after, you know what you're supposed to do with those things. So did you guys start off with a full line of makeup? Did you just have one core product that you built your company around? How did you decide where to begin?
We had, so we presented a full line. I really had a very strong point of view about how I wanted makeup to be presented, in the sense that, okay, yes, I'm doing Beyonce every day. Of course, she's perfect. I mean, I wish I could tell you otherwise. Not the case. But at the same time, there were little tips and tricks and little ways I did her foundation and little ways I highlighted and contoured her that it was real easy. You know, that was another great thing. Being on the road and running around, you had to find ways, girl, to get makeup on, just like you being a mommy, you know, get it on in a moving vehicle and have it last all day. You know, I had these little secrets that I was always carrying around. So it was a full line, and every product had a meaningful difference as to why you couldn't go to a department store and just buy it. You know, my foundation had a primer built in, so you didn't have to use a primer if you didn't want to. You know, my eyeshadow sticks, they too, you know, you didn't have to use a brush. You literally could just glide it all over your lid and then lock it in. It's bulletproof. And then you look amazing and you did it in 10 seconds. You know, these were all the, you know, the little tips and tricks that I worked into each product. And that's what made it special. I was able to not only educate, you know, my girl, my lady, my woman, my customer, as to why this was a different product, but why it was going to work for her in her everyday life. You know, that was my point of view. I wanted it to be easy to get right. I wanted her to get a superstar effect, you know, even if she was just going to the grocery store. And I wanted it to be bulletproof and last all day, because those are the things as a as a woman, they were important to me.
Were there things as you were building that were surprisingly hard? I mean, I'm sure there's so many,
yes.
But I think for a lot of our listeners who are building, you have these ideas, and even when your ideas are fantastic, and even when they're onto something, like you were onto something, mm-hmm. Were there things that you were like, man, I never could have fathomed that this thing, maybe it was, I don't know how any of your world works, but like manufacturing or getting the product or things that the audience didn't understand that you never anticipated, and then how did you navigate around that?
Oh my gosh, all of the above. I mean, it's very funny. I'll never forget. Manufacturing, girl, we could have a whole, you know, giving somebody your baby and say, here, you go make this and put enough care into it. Put the same amount of care that I would. I'm not saying that, you know, the labs, the manufacturers aren't incredible, but, you know, nobody's going to love your baby like you love your baby. And I'll never forget, we were launching a brand new eyebrow product. It was in the middle of New York Fashion Week. We were doing tons of fashion shows. My team and I were running all over. We had QVC shows up the butt that we were just going back and forth from Pennsylvania to New York. We weren't sleeping. We were launching this brand new eyebrow product. And I'll never forget my assistant walking up to me and her face was pale, like white. And I said, what is wrong? She said, all of the pencils have the wrong color lead in them. And I was like, oh my, yeah. And you're, you know, your stomach just drops and you're like, okay. My problem is I think you're like this too. We love our ladies so much. You don't want to disappoint anyone.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to learn that disappointments are a part of giving so much of yourself, you know, and that's something I had to learn on an emotional level to be able to sit back and say, you know what, this isn't my fault. If it's not right, you just have to wait. And the customer, if she trusts you, believes in you, knows that you love her, she'll wait for you. You know, that's always something that was always tough for me, because I want to give everybody all I have right now.
I'm interested, you know, you talked about being at New York Fashion Week and then you're launching this product on QVC, and it sounds very much like my current life, which is there's this interesting thing that happens in business that I have never experienced on this level, which is, you know, truly having to strike while the iron's hot.
Yes, ma'am.
When you're building a business and when you have a team that's counting on you, mm-hmm. there is this necessity of, okay, everyone sort of wants you. And right now, while everyone wants you, we've got to make some moves. Mm-hmm. But then if you're the face of the business and if you're the creator or the lead content creator of your business, that's a lot of pressure on you. How have you navigated that? Do you try and, you know, sprint when you need to sprint, or do you say like, no, it'll all be there when the time is right?
I will say a little bit of both. And this is where I kind of try to prioritize. First of all, congratulations. Or we're doing a collaboration with RuPaul. So now we say congratulations. on everything that's happening for you. I literally, every time I open up your social media and I see how incredible things are flying for you, I'm so excited and so happy for you. And it couldn't happen to a better person. So that's number one.
I appreciate that.
And you're an incredible inspiration. So anyway, that's one. Two, it's a little bit of both. And I think you have to be selective. Look, I have a lot of friends that are very, you know, amazing business people, business women, and a lot of them kind of just say yes to everything. And they go and they go and they go. And I watch what that does to them. First of all, you know, when you have a family, it's a very fine line between saying, well, but I'm doing this for my family. You know, I'm doing this so that, you know, we can have a successful, you know, family business. And, you know, I have to do it. And then the fine line between being there for, you know, that particular soccer game or being there for that particular show or, you know, dance recital. I take everything on a case-by-case basis. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I try really hard to balance it out. I have, I always have a thing that I say to my women of my group, you know, my friends that we talk about this a lot is what, you know, people are always like, Mally, how do you do it? You seem to have it all. You know, you have this husband and the kids and the business, you have it all. It's like, well, first of all, no, a lot of that is, you know, a lot of nights crying in the shower, as we all know, right? But you have to ask yourself, what is your all? What's important to you? And only you can answer that. And that's what I tell, you know, I can't give anybody their answer. You know, if they want to, if right now you want to just go balls to the wall, say yes to every single opportunity and go for it and look at your, you know, your personal life and say, hey, I'll be back. Just hang in there. That's great. Or if you say, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to make sure, you know, as a celebrity makeup artist, and this was way before I had kids, I lived Beyonce's life. I lived my client's life, which meant if she was at the, you know, a football game on Thanksgiving, I didn't have Thanksgiving. You know, I always say I missed for many, many years. I missed every family reunion, every christening. I canceled every, you know, vacation because I wanted to build this business. I wanted to build this career and it was worth it. But now as a 46-year-old mom of three little girls, I do what I think is important for me as a person.
Gosh, so good. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the other day someone commented on a picture of mine on Instagram and said, I just love, it's like exactly what you said. They said, I just love how you do it all. And I was like, nope, I don't do it all. I do what is important to me and to my family.
Yes.
So we know what our priorities are. We know the things that really matter to each of our kids and that really matter to us as individuals. And that is what I do. And I do full out my whole heart.
Yes.
But the other stuff, stuff that other moms at school might think is really important, mm-hmm. doesn't have value to me because that's something you think is important, but not something that has value to our family.
Yes.
So I love that wisdom. I also think sometimes, and I don't know if this is like an unhealthy or like narcissistic thing. I think, you know, we have four kids, which we like to say is the same as having 1,000 kids.
Totally.
And I started having kids when, frankly, I was just like so young and so dumb and just like, I'll do all the things. And I'm so grateful for them. I don't, you know, I never think like, oh, God gave me these kids for me, but I'm so grateful for my children because I think I would be insane if I didn't have kids.
Rachel,
I would work 100 hours a day forever and ever.
Yes.
And I would, you know, have a heart attack at, you know, the age of 36 because I just never stop working.
First of all, I know we just met. I know that is absolutely true about you. So, you know, in all 100%. Honesty, 100%. You are such, I mean, a soldier and a warrior. And you love, you know, it's so evident how much you love your, you know, the people who are in your life, you know, because that's what I always say too about like, I don't call them customers or, you know, we're all creating this beautiful life together. And I happen to know about makeup and this and that. So I'm, you know, giving that advice, but I get just as much advice from, you know, our Malinistas, as we call them.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
you know, so,
it.
But yeah, girl, you would be.
I know. And I'm like, thank you, Lord, for these children that you knew that I needed something to make me go like, oh yeah, life is not about work.
Yes.
It's about these people and the things that we're creating together. So I'm so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. I love, speaking of the Malinistas, which is what Mally calls her community, you have one of the strongest communities and you are one of the strongest community leaders I've ever seen. And I'm not just saying that. If you guys follow her on social, you will understand this is true. You can tell how much you care about this community that you're serving. Was that a part of the business from the beginning? Tell me how that sort of became what it is today.
Absolutely. First of all, you know, it's very funny because I have never claimed to be the best makeup artist. Oh, I don't know. When you said that, it got me like all emotional and I like started to cry. thank you. That means so much to me because it really is the core of what this brand is about. Mm-hmm. I never, ever claimed to be the best makeup artist in the world. But what I did always have with my clients and is a relationship. You know, I never just showed up and said, okay, it's all about the artistry today. You know, I'm just going to put makeup on you and this is about me, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of makeup artists, you know, are like that and that's great and they're incredible artists. But that's never been the case for me. I always wanted to collaborate with my client, make her feel beautiful. It's funny, my agent back in the day, I never set out to be a celebrity makeup artist, meaning, you know, just doing celebrities. I was always very happy, you know, doing models, doing fashion shows, all that kind of stuff. But my agent said to me, I think you would be great doing, you know, movie stars and pop stars. And I said, why? He's like, because you love people so much. He said, you're a cheerleader. You know, you like to make people feel good and you're sure as hell a cup of coffee in the morning, girl, because I'm sure just like you, I hop out of bed and it's full force.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So it's always been about relationship. So when we started Mally Beauty, it was about the community. And look, 14 years ago, 15 years ago, we didn't have social media, you know? So I was building it, you know, from television and, you know, doing magazine articles and just trying lots of ways. You know, it was just starting, you know, this whole world of talking to people through the computer. So yes, it's always been about that for me.
Hey y'all, we're going to take a quick break. And while we're gone, please listen to some of the cool stuff we have coming up over at the Holoscope. Y'all, Girl Wash Your Face has surpassed every expectation I could possibly have had for a book. It has sold almost 2 million copies, if you can even believe that. It's been number one on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks. And for you guys, even more exciting, it is one of the top 5 audiobooks of the year on Audible. So if you are dying to hear a little bit more of my voice, be sure and check out Girl Wash Your Face, available anywhere you get your audiobooks. I think something that I really admire about you, and I would encourage listeners to go follow Mally, specifically on Instagram, because I love you there. Not that you're not awesome everywhere else as well, but you have very unique personal style that I love. And I feel like you are very encouraging of other people's unique expression of their own style.
Yes, ma'am.
How is that something, like if people are listening right now and they'd love to have a little bit more, if they could sort of have some of that Mally rub off on them, what would you tell people about building your own personal style and feeling comfortable in your own skin?
So you mean physically, spiritually, emotionally,
but I actually just meant physically. I mean, like, you have beautiful personal style. I remember that day, like, I sound like a stalker, but I remember that day when I was sitting in the green room, you were wearing like the cutest summer dress. It was bright yellow and you had so much gold jewelry. I feel like you were on that like layered gold jewelry necklace thing way before anyone else was. And I was like, where do I find these necklaces? I would have bought your entire outfit, but I just loved it. You don't look like anybody else in, like, you have your own jam, like you're doing your own thing. And I don't think so many people now are trying to look like everybody else.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I think the thing is, it's very funny. I have never been a less is more kind of girl. I actually have a mascara called More is More. And I remember my team saying, you just named that for yourself. It's a very funny story. From many years ago, I've always been a drag queen. I just always have, right? Yes. From the day that I was born. That's born so of a Filipino mom who loved all of it. She was just this complete over the top. You know, I guess it's coming from, you know, coming from the Philippines and, you know, not having much. As soon as she got here, she was a doctor and she was like, give me everything and I will wear it all at the same time. So that was one, you know, really important thing. I always go with the philosophy of, you know, I don't like to save things. I don't like to say, I'm going to wear that for a special occasion. You know, I read, of course, on Instagram just this morning, being alive is a special occasion. So you know what? You want to wear all your diamonds or your fake diamonds or your, because, you know, a little sort of fun fact about me, I wear all of this crazy stuff. It's all fake. Okay. First of all, I have lost so many diamond rings. My husband's sitting over there shaking his head because he knows it's true. I've lost so many diamond rings, so many earrings, so many real pieces that like a few years ago, I was like, you know what? Screw it. There's so much good fake stuff out there. I'm just going to buy it all and wear it all at the same time. You know, so yes, just go for it. Life is so short. And, you know, I get very, it's funny. Because people are like, oh, I don't want people to look at me too much. Well, why the hell not? You know, we spend so much time working on ourselves. Just go ahead and, you know, you got it, flaunt it.
I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned your husband, which I feel like is such an important thing to talk about because I am about 4.5 months in to working with my spouse.
I love it.
And you are about 14 or 15 years into working with yours. Will you tell me how that came to be and what your roles look like in the company today?
Well, very, very long story short. We met in 1995. We actually just had our day that we met anniversary.
I know. I saw that on Instagram. Like crazy. I read it like a total creep.
It was so crazy. But yes, he was a model and a photographer for many years. And I was just a little baby makeup artist starting. And we met on a shoot. We hit it off instantly. He's 10 years older than I am. Hit it off instantly. He said, okay, let's go to dinner. I was like, I'm not going to go to dinner with you. I just met you. He said, well, you might as well go to dinner with me because you're going to marry me someday. And that was literally like, what the hell did you just say? Well, 3 months later, we were married. And ever since then, no, not married, engaged. Thank you. Ever since then, he's always been kind of my pit bull, I always say, always kind of looking out. He had such a long career, you know, even before we met, working in the fashion and beauty industry, that I feel like God sent him to me as sort of a guardian angel, you know, looking out for everything that I didn't know, you know, giving me advice on how to further my career without, you know, making any tragic mistakes. So I always listened to him, but he always encouraged me to sort of listen to my gut and do what was right for me and my, you know, with my feelings. And when it came to starting Mally Beauty, 1,000%, he gave me all of that creative and, you know, artistry-wise, all of that encouragement to just say, you know, we're going to do this. Let's just go for it. We have a really great working relationship. Of course, we, you know, have moments where I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? but we listen to each other. And the things that are, you know, that I'm good at are not always his strengths and vice versa. So we balance ourselves very well. I think your husband and you do that very, very well. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what it's all about. And having respect. This is one thing that I tell all my like young girls who are starting to get married, and not my kids, but, you know, my assistants and stuff, right? Be careful with the words that you put out there, because you cannot, even if you apologize, You know, you always have to remember that this is the person you love the most. Okay. It's very easy for the person you love the most to say the most horrible things. And we've all had moments where we've gone there. But be careful. Keep the respect, because sometimes those things are not able to be taken back, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, we do everything together. We do everything together. Believe it or not, not a lot has changed in all of these years. Creatively, we still do everything. We bounce everything back and forth with each other. And so that's what makes me know it's right, because we have really sort of kept our style the same. And, which I know you and your husband do very well, you gotta find a way to not let it be all about the business, because it can consume you, as you
absolutely
know. You got to stop and say, you know what? Tonight we're going to watch a movie, and we're not going to think about those, you know, 40,000 eyeliners that are stuck in Italy that aren't going to make it to the show. You know, you got to just let it go.
So what does, you know, here as we go into the end of 2018, what does a day in your life, I'm sure that no day is exactly the same, but just give us like an average day. What's a day in your life look like right now?
Well, like you, it's never the same. But like, for example, today I had a QVC show. So I got up super early before everyone. Aside from the craziness of it all, we homeschool our kids.
No, you do not. Stop it right now.
Okay.
Who does it? Who teaches them?
Well, that's the point. We learned a long time ago. We initially tried to do it ourselves at first with everything, and then we got real smart and said,
okay,
yeah, we need help.
So all right. I was like, if you are homeschooling your kids, I'm hanging up the phone right now. I cannot handle it. I'm like, I am just trying to make sure my kids eat dinner. If you're also homeschooling your kids, holy smokes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Keep
but
going.
But we do have help. Thank you,
great.
Jesus Lord. Exactly.
Yes.
So, but that said, you know, it's not a typical school day. It's a lot shorter because, you know, you're able to kind of get it all in. So by the time we, you know, like, for example, I did the show today at the Q, got home, you know, answer a kajillion emails with Phil. We also have a studio in our home, which when we built this house, we said, you know what? We want to be able to function and do everything from this space.
Smart.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's another thing. Look, not everybody can do it, but if you can find a way to navigate your life and your work as seamlessly as possible. And, you know, the great thing with entrepreneurs is if you think hard about it, you could probably make it happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I ran down before I came to talk to you, and we shot a couple product videos real quick because I need to get them out, because we're working with the team at Guthrie Renker, which is an infomercial giant company, and we needed to get a few videos out. So I banged those out while the kids are still doing their schoolwork, and then Phil went and picked up the kids at the event that they were at. And now I'm back here talking to you. And then I'm going to take them to dance class after we're done. Somehow I'm going to swallow a Starbucks in there. and then after I take the girls to their dance class, I'm going to run back to QVC because I have a show tonight at 10 p.m. And then I will probably pass out half naked and drooling at around 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How important, I mean, do you have routines that you do just for yourself in the midst of that? Like the sleep that you get or workouts, or do you do things to keep, like if you're going at the level that you're going, what are you doing personally to ensure that you have the energy to pull that off?
I have just started. I'm going to be 47 in January, and I am not proud to say that I have beat this body to the ground. And I think just like little you, I just was born with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, you know, again, a blessing I thank the Lord for, because, you know, if you're if you have that, you can go. That said, it is not a blessing because you almost don't feel your own body. So your mind is, right? It's so powerful, Rach, that you just go, 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 go. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh. But I have just started going back to yoga. I've always loved yoga. It's very important to me. I'll be honest with you. Years ago, I would not do well at the end in Shavasana when you have to lay there and not move. Yes. I would always be like, I gotta go. I have now started embracing that time. I always have to have things around me that make me feel good and peaceful. I love like crystals. I feel like healing energy from crystals, so I keep them around me. I love essential oils and scents and, you know, things that make me feel peaceful in the storm.
Yes.
I like online shopping.
I bet.
Girl, that is like, that's like a guilty pleasure, you know, and you know, it makes you feel like you're, you know, doing something for yourself. Even when, you know, even if you don't check out, you still looked around. Those are the little things I try to do for myself. I'm working on that because, you know, even Phil will say to me sometimes, you don't really have any hobbies. Like, what can we do for you to make you happy? And I'll say things like, I'm just happy if you and the girls are happy. And yeah, he's like crossing his eyes. Like, that's not true. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was reading a book last week, and one of the questions was, what are you passionate about? It was about goals and passions. And I thought, well, if you ask me my goals, I can, you know, I'm ready at a moment's notice. I can give you a list of 57, but passions, I was like, dang, I really have to think about that. And I texted one of my girlfriends who also owns a big business. I'm like, do you know what your passions are? She was like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I don't have an answer for you, but I could tell you my goals.
Yes.
And I thought, oh shoot. Okay. Yes. We all need to work on this idea of what are the things that just make you so happy and that you would want, it's like a hobby or just the things, I mean, we really do have to be better about this because life shouldn't just be about the goals. It should also be about the things that are joyful just for the sake of being joyful.
Yes. And that's that I think is the hard part for women. Well, men and women, but women in particular that have such strong work ethic and can see the goal and can feel the goal. It's almost like it does become a little obsessive. Mm-hmm. To the point of where you have to realize that that doesn't make you a whole person. You know, it's funny, you know, when people say, well, you know, who are you? I always say like, I'm a makeup artist. I'm not a makeup artist. That's like the 20th thing down the line if you really think about it. But we always are who, you know, what we do for a living. And
yeah,
and that is not, you know, who we are. It's so much. I mean, I would love to dig deep with you. Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm going to plan some kind of mastermind where it's just a bunch of really high capacity women who get together, but we only figure out like stupid things that we love, nothing that can save the world or make us money. Just like, man, I'm really into historical romance novels. Exactly. That is my thing.
Yes. Like I love Smurfs.
Yes,
no, like,
which serves no purpose, exactly. But this is the thing I love.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're going into, you know, the end of the year here. We're in the sort of what can either be like the downhill slide into the end of the year or kind of the ramp up as you begin, you know, the beginning of a new year. What do you guys have coming in business or in life that you're really excited about as you finish off 2018?
Well, fourth quarter for me personally and Mally Beauty is always a bit of a crazy balancing act.
I bet.
Yeah, we, you know, QVC is, you know, full force, full throttle, and all of our retail partners are obviously really going 110%. And, you know, this is the time, you know, this is the time to answer your question before, if you really have to kind of go balls to the wall, now is the time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's that. That said, holidays are also personally a very important time for me and my family. I'm a little bit of what you would call a crazy Christmas cuckoo. Yes. And we have 10 Christmas trees in our house.
No.
Girl, I can't even tell you. But here's the problem. And one control freak to another, I won't let anybody decorate them except myself.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So this is the thing. There have been many a night where, you know, well, first of all, I start putting up Christmas trees like in October. Which is so obnoxious for most people. And they're like, I hate you that I walked into your house and there's a Christmas tree. But I got to do it because if not, I won't get them done. Yeah. And you have to do it literally in all hours of the night.
Sure.
So that is, so we go, you know, full force. And you know, because those are the traditions and those are the things that, you know, your babies will remember, you know, and
absolutely.
And so that's why we give it all. So now, right now is pretty much, again, as much caffeine as possible and try not to die.
And on that note, everyone, yeah. On that wisdom,
yes,
man, thank you so much for your time today and the insight. And I know your schedule is insane, and I'm so, so grateful for our audience getting to hear from you and meet you maybe for the first time. If they are not super familiar with you, tell them your favorite social platforms and where they can find you. And then what is the product that we absolutely, if they could only buy one thing from your current line, what should it be?
Okay. So, Mally Roncal, it's MallyRoncal on Instagram. That's my favorite. And
agreed.
It's, thank you. It's everything and it's all done just like you. It's all me. Nobody does it for me. And sometimes it's crazy and sometimes it'll make you cry, whatever, you know,
yes.
Whatever I'm feeling at the moment. That's my favorite. And if there's one thing, I don't believe if you are over the age of 19 that translucent powder is your friend. It literally.
Okay, I'm not even cool enough. Is that what you put under your eyes?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, it's like basically.
I put that on. Am I not supposed to?
Girl.
Oh, I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Okay. So I make this product called the Face Defender, which is basically. What translucent powder I always say wished it was without the nasty side effects. So it's not a powder. It's almost feels like a clear glass. And what you do is you pat it onto your skin. It makes your pores disappear, your wrinkles disappear. It makes the shine disappear, but it doesn't leave that dry white cast of what translucent powder does.
I
created this, when HD TV became the big thing. And you've all seen those pictures of, like, you know, the celebrities with the white powder under their eyes.
Yes.
This is what you use to set your makeup, mattify your skin, but it looks completely natural. So much so you could even use it on your husband when you're doing your videos.
Okay.
Crystal clear.
The thing that I saw that day, and I don't know the exact name for it, but it was like this little stick that it was like a highlighter.
Yes.
And you used it like on your lids, on your cheeks.
Yes.
I think you used it on your lips. Like you used it everywhere. And I could not get the one I was trying to get because they were selling so fast.
You're so funny. Yeah. I think those are my eyeshadow sticks, which
probably.
Yes. And they are insanely amazing, especially for ladies on the go, because you can put it on at a stoplight, be completely fierce, and they are bulletproof, so they last all day long. But yes, those are my other favorite.
So I would love it if people are not familiar with you, is there a place, I'm sure QVC's website has it, but where they could go watch you on QVC explaining how these products work?
Well, first, yes, QVC, obviously, there's lots of videos. We're always there. Also, the Mally Beauty website.
Oh, there you go.
It's been brand new. We just redid it. We have all these incredible kits. I'm trying to make it super easy for everybody to get everything they need to, I don't want to say fix their problems because we don't go there. But like, for example, if your skin is feeling super dry or sallow and you need brightening and you're like, Mally, I don't even want to wear a lot of makeup. I just want to like not scare the neighbors and get out of the house, right? I have a kit for you for that. And it's easy. Best part about it as well, I know a lot of makeup brands are like, oh, you need this brush and that brush. Everything I try to make is no brushes required. Literally just use the product, use your fingers, goodbye.
Yeah. No, you are so good about that. So what's the website so they can go watch some videos and learn all the things?
Thank you. It's mallybeauty.com.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister, thank you so much for your time today. I really sincerely appreciate it.
I am so just, I feel like I just can check something off my list now because I can't believe I did it.
Yes. Seriously.
Thank
you. This was the best.
Thank you.
I want to acknowledge what y'all have built and what you are. I know you're not even anywhere near the summit of the mountain, but what you are doing and what you're building is absolutely incredible. And I know for someone like me, when you're running so fast, you don't always have the opportunity to stop and look back and see how far you've come. So I just want to acknowledge today what you've been able to build and how far you guys have come together. It's incredible to watch, and I can't wait to see where you'll go next. Y'all, we should hang out on more than just this podcast, which means that the next time you're on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, be sure and type Rachel Hollis into the search bar and check out all the fun things we have going on your favorite platform.